Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Bye,
oh, man.
Jonathan, bye. Drove his Volkswagen to the levee, and the levee was dry. Because he's leaving, I'm drinking whiskey and rye. Saying this will be the day
that he dies. You'll lose a sponsor over that.
I'm just singing the words with a few changes here. This will be the day that he died. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the last week of Jonathan with Rainer on Leadership.
Like, whoa. Thanks for finishing that sentence.
Well, I've been saying you're dead all along because that's the vocational equivalent of what is taking place. As we've been saying all of September, Jonathan, after 575 ultimate episodes next week, this week at the end of this week will be episode number 575. And then how many?
110-ish.
Yeah. So over 100, revitalize and replant. And then we've done several where we've been interviewed or talked, on guests.
700.
So we're at 700 podcasts that we have done together, and we are finishing up that relationship. In the meantime, he started another podcast with Amy Whitfield, SBC this week,
mm-hmm.
and that will continue on.
Yes, it will.
Because of your position. You have been talking about where you're headed, Jonathan, but tell us again, if someone's just joining us for the first time, hearing about your transition.
Yeah, I'm headed to the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee as the Vice President for Communications over there. Be running all the news services, the publications, marketing, promotion, all that. So really, really excited about that.
Well, I'm not.
I know.
But
I am. And, you know, but they hired me, not you. So,
yeah, I get that. I get that.
I probably get you on over there, you know.
You know,
come
I'm
work
good.
For me.
I'm yeah, you can hire me, Jonathan. This is a major transition. I mean, Jonathan has been the voice. He's often known as the voice. He has been here from the onset. When you look at our team from the onset, basically there have been three people. It's mm-hmm. me, you, and Amy,
mm-hmm.
as far as the three people. If you go to Revitalize and Replant, you pull in Mark Clifton.
Yeah.
But that's only 100-plus episodes as opposed to nearly 600 here. He's making the transition. We are going to focus upon his tenure. At Rainer on Leadership, we're going to focus upon just a lot of things that have happened this time. So this is going to be a reflection time this week. Now, if you were here in the Church Answers office, you would notice that Jonathan is holding up his script because he is getting ready to read.
Ready.
To sponsorship. The sponsorship that he's going to read is, again, part of the legacy and the continuity of Rainer on Leadership. Our first sponsor, I don't remember exactly what episode Vander Blumen joined us, but it was the first sponsor who came on. So, William, you're a part of this legacy. And William, Holly, the rest of the gang there, I want to thank you for being loyal to me and not leaving. Jonathan is leaving, but y'all are going to stay with me. The podcast will continue. I want to be very, very clear about that. The podcast will continue on. I'll be telling you at the end of episode 575 about some of the transition issues and people and personalities that are going to be taking place. But we want to focus our time this week on Jonathan, as the Jonathan, Amy, and Tom team is fragmented into dissolution with only two remaining looking for another addition.
Goodness gracious.
So you want to tell us about Vander Blumen?
Yeah, gladly. Vander Blumen, they've been serving churches for more than 9 years, and they also serve Christian schools, nonprofits, and Christian businesses. So if you're listening and you have a Christian school, nonprofit, or values-based business that is hiring, have them contact our friends over at vanderblumen.com for all their staffing needs.
Okay, if you're in the Church Answers office, we're in Franklin, Tennessee. If you've ever been to downtown Franklin, kind of a historic area, we're about two and a half. We're not there. We're about, can't afford the lease
there.
But the offices are about 2 to 3 miles away from downtown Franklin, in Franklin. Beautiful day here, 80 degrees, low humidity, lots of sunshine. Got glass offices, very pretty. You would see that we have our board set up. If you could look real closely, you'd see in a little square that there's Amy Jordan in the Richmond, Virginia area, working in the production area of this. And you'd see Jonathan, who always wears headsets. I even have pictures of him with headsets on a plane where it looks like he's got ears growing out of him. And you would see.
Don't we all have ears growing out of us?
well, the headsets look like ears growing out of you, is what I'm saying. And you would look around and so much would be the same, but then you would look at our script. Now we don't do a verbatim script. We do an outline.
Yeah. We have points.
We have points and we stick to those points pretty well. We watch our time.
It's a short podcast.
This one has point number one and it's blank.
You didn't give me points.
I don't want to give you points because I don't even know exactly all the places that we're going to go. Okay. First question I want to ask you is, what is your recollection? You're the one who, you and Amy, if I recall.
It was Amy.
Okay. It was Amy.
I'm going to give her all the credit for this.
Okay. It was Amy that persuaded us to start the podcast. Yeah. Amy, do you want to come on? You want Jonathan to talk for you? Well, yeah. She just pointed her finger at Jonathan.
So back in, I guess it was the end of 2012. Right before the beginning of 2013, we were kicking around that idea of what about a podcast?
Yeah.
And you sent us to the Platform Conference
here
in Franklin that Amy and I went to. And Amy had been kicking it around and, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And I was thinking, well, yeah, maybe, you know, podcasting had not really taken off yet. 2012.
We were fairly early adopters.
We were like way early because everything, especially in the Christian space, everything at that point, every podcast.
Was preaching.
There was no people sitting around talking about church issues, talking about theology. There was none of that, right?
All right.
And we were thinking, what if we did that? And Amy had brought it up and was kind of kept putting that bug in my ear.
She has a nice, persistent way.
She does.
Yeah. Especially if she sees something that's needed.
And she was right.
Yes.
And I kind of saw that, and I was just trying to figure out, all right, what does it look like? How does it work? And we went to this conference, the Platform Conference.
Was that conference in Franklin?
Yes, it was. Over on Seaboard Lane. And Cliff Ravenscraft spoke, the podcast Answer Man.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Podcast Answer Guy, Answer Man, something like that. He spoke, and Amy and I both walked away like from that and said, let's do it. We knew it then. We had it kind of solidified the idea, the plan. Everything kind of crystallized in that presentation, and we were in after that.
I don't remember my own response.
You were like, all right, whatever. What do we need? I was like, well, we got the equipment. Let's just figure it out. And we just went for it. And I went back and listened to some of those first episodes. They were a little different format at times.
Yeah. Probably not quite as relaxed as we are now.
No, but it was just a little different. We had like different questions and the format was a little different. We've kind of found our groove. And I think all podcasts do that.
Yeah.
They start kind of one way and then you just kind of find it. You find your sweet spot. And that's what happened. And, you know, here we are 574 episodes later.
And by the time we say the final goodbye, it'll be 575 episodes. Why is it that when you and I have traveled, despite the fact that I have over 3 million books sold, despite the fact that I have some of them came on your watch and some of them preceded you, but most of the big ones came on your watch, especially I'm a church member and Autopsy of Deceased Church. Those were some of the big ones. Why is it that when we travel almost anywhere, that the topic would be the podcast?
Yeah.
Why would someone say, oh, I listened to you on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that? What was going on there?
People relate to things they listen to. They we're a lot more informal. We're a lot more personal. On this, we talk about personal things, talk about our families, talk about our kids, those kind of things.
We talk about 60s music sometimes.
Yes, and you sing it sometimes.
Yes.
But people get to know us on the podcast. I mean, it's more of a personal relationship. I've got people, I mean, you and I have been places and they've come up, The Voice!
The Voice.
And I'm just like, oh, gosh.
Jonathan, what are you cooking tonight?
Yeah, I mean, like they talk about that all the time. I mean, it's funny that happens. But it has, and it's great. It's just, I never would have expected that whenever we started all this.
What out of all of the podcasts where we've had an outside person come in, is there any?
Man, we haven't done. There were so many good ones.
We haven't done that many interviews relative to 575 episodes.
No, we may have done 50 to 75. Yeah. I mean, it's just memorable. I remember a lot of the interviews.
Let's go back to the interview. With the She Reads
That's
Truth.
That's the one I was going to start with.
Yes.
When we had to do it twice because Jonathan made a boo-boo. So we've actually done like 577 because there were a couple along the way that Jonathan didn't record and we had to do twice.
Yes. Do you remember who the other one was?
I think it was just us, but Tommy Ford was there.
Okay. Yes. Tommy Ford, recently retired, associate athletic director, University of Alabama.
Yeah.
all of us are getting old and you're moving on. I think that's why you're leaving. It's because you fear I'm going to die on the job.
Well,
okay. So talk yeah, about the She Reads Truth.
That was great.
Back up and but give us the story.
So Rachel's phone rang during the middle of the...
But that was the second podcast.
Was it the second? So yeah, we did this great podcast and we got done and I looked over and the recording hadn't started. And I just was like, I want to die right now.
These ladies are significant authors.
Yes.
And they
and the great, they're really great people too.
Oh, yeah. Just,
I saw them this past weekend.
Where?
At the factory.
Oh, cool.
They had a big sale, whatever, like warehouse sale at the factory.
Yeah.
So Beth and I went by there.
Oh, wow.
So got to say hello.
To both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Both. So they were gracious enough to do a podcast.
Gracious enough to do another one.
Do another one. And so what happens in the second podcast?
So the second one, her phone rings and she freaks out, grabs it and just like flings it and it slides like it. She cut it off and when she did it, but it hits the floor and slides under the door into the closet. And we're all just like, what just happened? And we're dying laughing and it just absolutely cracked things up. That was one of the most memorable moments.
If we were to say, who have we had on the most frequently, maybe the Gettys?
The Gettys have been on quite a bit. We've had Kevin Ezell on a few times.
Yeah. And by the way, that's something we'll be talking about in Revitalize and Replant. Uh-huh. Kevin's going to be joining us there.
Yep. He's been on a couple times. Yeah, Keith and Kristen. Keith especially.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and Kristen, of course.
Mike Harlan.
Yeah, I mean, oh, well. Mike's kind of part of the family.
Yeah, yeah.
The worship guru. Well, Mike by far
would
be
as much anymore now.
I know. I gotta get Mike back on here. He adds so much value to this. If I were to go back to one in terms of I am just soaking up the content.
Alistair Begg. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mark Hall too, from Casting Crowns.
Oh yeah.
That was a good one.
Yes.
But Alistair Begg, I mean, good grief. I was just like, we're done. We're good now.
I didn't know what to expect one way or another.
No.
But John Maxwell.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Remember, you know.
It's just so down to earth.
Down to earth, I mean, humble. Just like,
you don't, I'd never met him before.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect either. But, you know, he was doing this big book tour and everything and came in and took time out of his day and just absolutely had a blast with him.
He taught me an important lesson.
His voice. Oof.
Oh, yeah. It makes your voice sound scrawny.
Golly.
He taught me an important lesson that I need to practice more. He walks into the recording area, and he starts talking about, I am a church member. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm.
He said, how did you do that? 1.5 books. I said, well, Jonathan's going to take credit, but don't give him full credit for that. But, the whole point was John Maxwell – who knows how many millions of books he sold.
Yeah.
Millions upon millions. And he makes the conversation about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, many times I talk about books and downloads and all that kind of stuff. And it was just reminder, humility.
Yeah. We haven't had a bad guest.
That is true. I can think I can think of one or two where it might have been a stretch. And
yeah.
I was thinking, we do 22-minute podcasts, and it feels like we've been in this for 42 minutes. And I look over there, and it's only been 7.
But it's the longest hour of our life for those 22 minutes.
And we go through phases with guests.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have them frequently. Sometimes I tell you another good one that was a recent one was Push Pay.
Oh, yeah.
When we interviewed one of the mm-hmm. leaders of Push Pay, it ended up being just an incredible amount of information. Very, very informative.
Rich Birch.
Yeah.
We had him talking about online giving. Yeah. On seminary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like it, just guys that, you know, we kind of knew and never really had met and came on, just blew us away.
We've had some of our Church Answers.
Doc Rubino.
Revitalize.
I think that was Revitalize and Replant though. But still,
we're doing them all.
We're still good.
His revitalization of a church on Long Island and what's taking place there. We've had Josh Bryant probably a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
Who's part of the Church Answers audience, and he's talked about legal issues. I remember Doc Rubino had never been on a podcast.
And, oh yeah,
yeah, and he man. I can't do his Long Island accent. I don't know if I can do this, guys. You know, let's just see how I go.
He was great.
He yeah. He's great because he did well because he does well, and he's doing a great thing there. So we've had a lot of interviews. Talk to us about what you do. What are the different parts that you do on the podcast? What are we having to replace? Tell us the different things you do.
Oh, gosh. So you're the host. You do the outline.
Most of the time.
I just steer the conversation. That's all I do.
No, but...
It's easy, Dr. Rainer.
Yeah. It's easy. Most of the time, I do provide the outline.
Yeah, you provide the outline. So I put it in we have a template that we drop it into, make sure we get the right sponsors, get the dates. One of the hardest things is keeping up with all this. Because we got so much content and so many podcasts, because we batch all these.
Yes.
So making sure that we're not recording the same content twice, which I think we actually have done once or twice.
Oh, well.
I found that out like after the fact. It's like, oh, well, we've done this podcast like 4 months ago. Whoops. Yeah, we have done that a couple times on accident. But it
almost 600 podcasts. Yeah, you're going to have some
overlap. Sometimes we grab the same content again and do like, oops. But... So there's that, and just making sure that we're getting the dates right. Amy and I work together to make sure that we record them far enough ahead, because there have been instances once or twice, which is surprising in, 5 or 6 years, however long we've been doing this, 6 years, I guess now, that we haven't had the scramble at the last minute to record a podcast for the next day. We've only maybe once or twice, I can't even think of those specific instances, it's been that infrequent.
A lot of credit goes to Amy.
Yeah, Amy helps us with that. She gets the scheduling.
She's making sure that we get all that done, and we do so ahead of time. Talk some more about what you do, though. You used to do a lot of the editing.
I did all the editing in the past.
Yes, and that was very time consuming.
Well, yeah, a 22-minute podcast would take 45 minutes to an hour to edit. So usually two and a half times. However long the podcast
and you're doing, and we're doing three a week.
So yes. That would be 3 to 4 hours a week. I'd be spending editing podcasts.
Okay, well, we can give a shout out to someone who's not a paid sponsor. Who is that?
Podcast Rocket.
Yeah, they do a lot of our editing right now.
They do the editing. I send them the files. They send it back. I still listen to it to make sure everything's good to go
on regular speed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And while I'm doing that, I can make the show notes and get everything up for the pod on the website.
And as far as the recording equipment, have we changed that much in the years?
Man, we have. We really have. We used to have an old, big Mackie board that had a hard drive on it. And we got rid of that one and got a new board. That was on the cart, the little push cart. It had a little library cart. I loved my library cart. Y'all made so much fun of me.
The 1970s.
I don't think it was 70s, man. It was like 50s. I think it was like 53 was on the cart or something like that. Baptist Sunday School Board, 1953.
Oh, wow.
It was a half a century old. It was mid-century. But yeah, so I'd wheel that thing around.
And we did a lot in my office then. Then we got a podcast studio in the new Lifeway, which I left pretty quickly thereafter.
No, I'm there for a year or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, that was really nice. But just be able to pop SD cards in, that's been really nice. Because podcasting has gotten so much more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of technological advances to help people do that, especially when it comes to online stuff. But we technically use the same service, the same host, the same storage, everything that we did when we started 6 years ago.
Wow.
Online side of things, it's been consistent.
Well, that surprised me. I have done nothing on the back end, and it's I do provide the outline content. But the thing about it is when we start discussing the content, it's both Jonathan and me. It's not just me. No. You might say Rainer on leadership, but John, we'll go somewhere and people will say, Jonathan, I remember you saying this about this.
I'm like, I did.
Yes. Well, I say that too, but they're talking about you and the fact that, you're not just a host. It's really co-host, or it's two people contributing at the same time, and that I think that's been part of the magic of this podcast over the years. Okay, when we go back, when we start going down memory lane, and we'll continue some more the rest of this week. What will you miss most about podcasting? You still have SBC this week.
Mm-hmm.
But what will you miss most about Rainer on Leadership and Revitalize and Replant? Well,
I've learned a lot from it too. I think that's the big thing, is because of the content, because of the discussions we've had, because of the guests we've had on, it has helped me as a, not just a layperson, but it has helped me in help churches.
You've become a church health expert through this.
I don't know about expert part, but I understand it a lot more than I did 574 episodes ago. I know that.
I do too.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've learned it. It has created this, and Church Answers has created that feedback loop that has been more of a continuing education service for us.
Yes, absolutely.
So, because we've learned what's going on and we hear different things and we see how churches handle different situations. I think that's been the most beneficial thing, is being able to get that from one church and be able to disseminate it to others.
Yep. Well, we're going to continue talking to Jonathan on Goodbye, Jonathan, and we'll have another part to this. And stay tuned as we continue the conversation. We're doing this a little bit differently. No, we're doing it significantly differently.
Yeah.
Because I do want to honor, remember, and thank Jonathan for his time here. And even though, yeah, I'm a little ticked, it is a good transition. And all things considered, it is the right transition. As always, we thank our loyal and non-departing sponsor, Southeastern Seminary.
Yep, Southeastern Seminary offers more than 40 different degree programs, including their new Master of Arts in Church Revitalization, in partnership with Church Answers and the Revitalize Network. This 37-hour degree is designed to help students move established churches from flatlining to flourishing. You can learn more about this program and more by visiting sebts.edu or tomrainer.com/MACR.
When we get to episode number 575 on Rainer on Leadership, we're going to talk about some of the places that we have been recording podcasts and some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that were there. We talked a lot about the people. We've talked about Jonathan's contribution. We'll talk about some of the places. And plus, I may have a curveball or two that I'll throw at him as we move forward.
All right. Thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.